West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Tallapoosa police are investigating an alleged home invasion early Wednesday morning. The initial report suggesting a man kicked in the door of a home on MLK Boulevard and then was attacked by a pit bull inside. The dog reportedly bit off one finger of the suspect, caused damage to his face as well. That suspect is being treated for his injuries at Floyd Medical Center in Rome. A 63-year-old Bremen man accused of neglecting several horses on his property is free from the Harrelson County Jail after meeting a $40,000 bond. A month-long investigation began in late October when deputies responded to a concern for a welfare call in reference to malnourished horses. Deputies found four horses that appeared to be suffering from malnutrition, one horse on the ground unable to stand, and one deceased horse was found inside the barn. Four of the horses have survived, and they are being treated by equine experts. The animals have begun to gain weight, and their coats are looking healthy, according to deputies. Officials say after a careful and thorough investigation, Ulysses Dudley Bolin has been charged with two counts of felony cruelty to animals and four counts of cruelty to animals. Bond has been denied for a 27-year-old Atlanta man accused of beating the mother of his child inside the home of her lover on Four Notch Road in Carrollton, then firing multiple gunshots towards the home as he fled the scene. The two victims telling Carroll County deputies that they entered the residence carrying two young children when a male barged inside and began beating the 24-year-old female before running out the back door, firing his weapon, striking the home. The female victim told deputies, "Yeah, my baby daddy. I mean, you'd do the same if you found out your girl was doing this, so it's understandable." And she was reluctant to identify the shooter. However, the 53-year-old male victim was able to identify the suspect via his Facebook account. 27-year-old Tevin Robinson has been charged with three counts of aggravated assault, criminal trespass, and two counts of cruelty to children. The History Channel's American Picker is planning to film new episodes in East Alabama this February. The documentary series explores the world of antique picking and follows skilled pickers in the business as they hunt for America's most valuable antiques. The show put the call out this week for residents with unique items, stories to tell, and are ready to sell. They should contact the program via email, AmericanPickers@Cineflix.com. And with local temperatures expected to dip below freezing once again tonight, the Warming Center at St. Margaret's Episcopal Church at 606 Noonan Road in Carrollton will be open later today through Thursday morning. The effort is currently in need of two volunteers for overnight Wednesday. If you'd like to help, contact Kathy Parsons at Impact West Georgia. Phone number 770-834-4007. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.